Kony's Lord's Resistance Army waged a brutal guerrilla war against Uganda's government for nearly 20 years before fleeing into Central Africa around 2005. The group's atrocities were summarized by a UN envoy during a Wednesday briefing.
Since its founding more than a quarter century ago, the Lord's Resistance Army has been a constant source of terror and suffering. Tens of thousands of Africans have died because of its rapacious violence, and countless young people have been compelled to serve as underage soldiers and sex slaves.
But military operations have severely weakened Kony and his fighters, according to the African Union's special envoy to the UN.
Definitely, he's no longer in peace, and he's feeling the pinch, thanks to the pressure that the regional task force is putting on him, and thanks to the operation of encouraging his men and all those who are with him to defect, and a good number of them are defecting.
But he questioned whether Kony is trying to surrender, saying the warlord may be duping the government in order to buy time to relocate his fighters. The U.S. State Department did not comment directly on reported talks between President Joe Todia and Kony. However, a spokeswoman Thursday said that some of Kony's fighters want to surrender.
We are aware that authorities from the Central African Republic have been in contact for several months with a small LRA group that has expressed interest in surrendering. At this time, we have little reason to believe that Joseph Kony is part of that group.
In another development, the U.S. this week announced plans to send $40 million in aid to help stabilize CAR. In a statement, Secretary of State John Kerry said, deplorable levels of violence are affecting millions of people each day. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Washington.
Hello.